Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
What went wrong
when you were escorting a bunch of teens on a trip? Is that sun in your eye?
Yeah, it's doing it again. It's always about this time.
Yeah, that sun comes up and goes down around the same time.
It's annoying, man, every day.
So what happened when you were chaperoning kids on a field trip, or in a case like this, a senior trip? 1-855-BERT-SHOW. I was honored, and so was my girlfriend, that my 17-year-old son, who's a senior now, asked both Amanda and I to chaperone on his senior trip. His mom can't make it, also, but he asked her also. She can't make the trip. So I am chaperoning a bunch of 17 and 8-year-olds, 18-year-olds.
Whoa,
that would change a lot. And a bunch of their parents as well, down to Costa Rica for 5 days. And it starts on Saturday morning. What could possibly go wrong with 17 and 18-year-olds in Costa Rica, right? What could go wrong? So let me ask you guys, when you were chaperoning or you were escorting kids on a field trip, what went wrong? 1-855-BERT-SHOW. And I went online and I was getting some suggestions on what exactly could go wrong, because I want to be ready for anything, right? But some of these were extreme, and a lot of them actually had to do with the parents getting out of line and not the kids.
Oh, okay.
I'm very careful which parents I ask to come on school outings with me now. I've had a parent who chased pigeons into a popular square to pull their feathers out. I've had a parent who took her group of pupils to the pub for a pint at lunchtime.
No way.
Yep. Another one. I had a child with a serious life-threatening allergy last year. As a result, there was to be absolutely no food swapping. The children knew this from school and would never do it. Seriously, he sits in a different part of school to eat lunch due to how serious his allergies are. So parents on this field trip started handing out sweets to all of the kids on the sly, meaning we didn't find out for a long time. So the kids were great, but the parents were handing out all sorts of food.
Oh my God.
All right, then we go to the kids. We had left the school about 5 minutes before on the bus when a student got my attention when she yelled out, "Miss! Someone hit a girl in the head with a bottle and she's crying!" We turned the bus around and she ended up going to the hospital after 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Kids were going to a conference for a leadership/service-oriented club. They got brought home early because a chaperone found, a room full of kids that were playing Twister together.
No.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
It was all planned in a group chat before the whole thing even started.
That goes crazy.
They came out there with bad intentions.
Seven or eight kids, all playing Twister. Okay. You know how it goes. This was funny. Two or three go missing and suddenly you're irresponsible and criminally liable. I don't know why anyone would volunteer. And then there's this one before I go to the phones here. Fifth grade field trip to a zoo. During a tour of the primate exhibits, a notoriously ill-behaved student hurls a stick into the gorilla habitat and lands near an adult gorilla. Without hesitation, the now angry gorilla arms himself with the same stick and sends it back like a tomahawk to the boy with terrifying velocity and wildly impressive precision. The stick shatters around the boy's face and goes down. 30 minutes later, the zoo has indefinitely banned the school from returning, and the boy is on the way to the hospital for 5 stitches in the chin.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
How are you feeling about it now?
Good morning, Curtis. You are on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. What's the worst thing that can go wrong? What's the worst thing that can go wrong chaperoning kids?
So, in high school, baseball team went down to Fort Lauderdale all the way up from Atlanta area. Two of the best kids decided to bring a handle of Jack Daniels down, and were opening it in the process of while they were doing bed checks, rather than being smart enough to wait after the bed check.
It's almost like they wait. Wait till the door is open, and then we'll do our shots. So then everybody gets busted, right? Right.
Yeah, so they weren't smart about it. So the one kid that fessed up to bringing it, we paid for a plane ticket out of our Booster Club program to fly him back home for the
Is
so he didn't
right?
get to play in the tournament.
Is that
oh,
right?
No. That wasn't worth it at all.
Nope. Wesley, what could possibly go wrong chaperoning a bunch of teens?
So I was a teacher at a school that we did the Universal trip for Grad Bash every year.
Yep.
And the first year I went was perfect. Nothing went wrong. So hopefully, Bert, nothing goes wrong in your trip. But the second time I went, we had a host of things that went wrong. On the way down, we travel all night long. We were hit by a semi-truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then the following morning, our hotel caught on fire, and we had to evacuate in the middle of the morning. It was the most crazy trip we have ever been on.
Yeah, now, after the fire, I'm assuming everybody leaves and you guys come back.
Yes, we all had to evacuate. It was like at 6-something in the morning. We had to evacuate, stand outside for over an hour so that they could come in, clear the building, make sure everything was okay. Something caught on fire in the kitchen and had filled the whole building with smoke, and then we were able to go back in like a couple hours later.
Yeah. How many signs do you need that this trip is over? The semi-truck, we can get through that one. But the second one, the hotel goes on fire. This trip is over.
I think that's the icing on the cake.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Academy Awards are this week, and man, there was a time in my life where I had seen every one of these things. And when I saw the nominations, I'm like, oh, I've seen that. I love that movie. Oh, I love that movie. Man, then you get a little bit on the older side. Life gets in the way. I haven't seen one of these movies that is nominated for anything this year.
I don't think it has anything to do with an age thing. I don't know if it's just me, but I was looking at all the lists of the movies that are nominated for like the big awards, like Best Picture or Best Director. And I'm like, is it just me or are movies getting more pretentious? Because I think a lot of the reasons I haven't seen a lot of these movies is they give off a pretentious vibe. And the only one I've seen is Wicked because I like pretty colors.
And that's the ones that LA loves. The Academy loves the pretentious ones. And they really love the ones that are focused on Hollywood and LA. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that I'm too busy to see a lot of them, but I don't want to. I also don't. If I had the free time, I don't want to watch those movies because a lot of them I do enjoy, like a really good deep think piece of a movie, but they just seem like boring.
Man,
I know.
Mo, when's the last time you went to a movie theater and watched a movie? Ooh.
It's been a while. Over a year. And I don't even remember the last movie I went, but I did go about a year ago. But yeah, these lists, I've always felt like maybe I just have really bad taste in movies because they never have a movie I've seen before.
And I love I love going to a movie theater. I love the experience of it. You know, going on a date night, getting the smell of the popcorn, sitting in the seats that you definitely don't want to have a black light on ever. but I do love the experience of it. But nowadays, we're becoming so cocooned when it comes to Netflix and first time movies coming out on like Hulu or whatever. Like, it's like such a hassle to get into the car and go to the movie theater.
And I always laugh at myself because they'll put a movie out and be like, oh, it's $6.99, and I'll pay $40 to go to the movies. But I ain't paying that $6.99. Watch it in my house.
All right, Rebecca, so school us here on what we're supposed to see.
Yep, doesn't matter if you didn't see any Best Picture nominees because I watched all 10 of them, not because I wanted to, but because I had to as a cinephile with my name on the line. So as quickly as I can, here is what I thought about all of them.
Okay.
All right. We start with the universally hated Emilia Perez.
Why do people hate that movie so much? I was talking to my son last night who goes to SCAD, and he's the same as you, his movies. And he absolutely hated this movie.
It's because it was bad.
Long story short, wasn't good.
It was a very, very bad movie.
We were talking about this yesterday, though. It's crazy that it's winning like all the awards. I think it won like 13 Golden Globes, and yet everybody I know that's seen it was like, that was trash.
See, this is the difference between like the pretension of, you know, the movie industry and the regular people.
It's a musical, right?
It is. It is a Spanish language musical crime film about a transgender cartel boss. Mm. Yes.
Okay, so it checks all the boxes for winning an award, but for enjoying as public consumption. Musical, no thanks. In another language, that's work.
See, this is really part of the reason here why I put more credibility into Rotten Tomatoes than I do professional critics.
Me too.
The audience meter never goes wrong on Rotten Tomatoes. The biggest problem with this movie is that it is a Spanish movie written by a French man who doesn't know any Spanish, which left a lot of critics asking questions like, why did this movie get made? And ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
No bueno.
It features songs that we literally cannot play or else we would be taken off air. So I have given Emilia Perez 3 croissants. Tiny sombreros.
Me gusta el pan.
Me gusta. Okay, the next one. A complete unknown. Do you want to know how excited I was to watch this Bob Dylan biopic?
Is that right up your alley?
Oh, right up my alley. Me and Abby were both invited to go see a private screening hosted by Wonka himself, Timothy Chalamet.
Gene Hackman.
One of them. And we still did not go. And that was the right choice because when I watched it in the comfort of my own home, I just think I'm not cool enough to like this movie, honestly.
Really? Everybody's saying he was so good in it and he became Bob Dylan.
The performance was great. It's just Bob Dylan's really annoying. It's like, okay, a biopic about a musician who is a complicated person yet talented. Wow, how engaging and exciting.
You might be a cinephile, but I do question your taste since you're wearing a t-shirt that says Saw. The musical.
Oh, are you talking about my Saw the Musical, the unauthorized musical baby tee?
Yes, I am.
God, I love Saw the Musical. Go see it if it's anywhere in your city.
Real? It's real? It's not a joke t-shirt?
Oh, I bought this $40 t-shirt after watching Saw the Musical, the unauthorized musical.
Okay. Is it like a satirical musical? Is it like funny?
It is a homoerotic romp about the first Saw movie.
This is the kind of stuff I would go to the theaters to see.
Does Jason would get out of the closet or something?
They are in love and they do kiss.
I feel like the shrooms just kicked in.
What is going on right now?
I'm not kidding. It's the most fun I've had at a play in I don't even know how long. So if you can see Solid Musical, go see Solid Musical. But I give a complete unknown one Rolling Stone.
One Rolling Stone.
A single Rolling Stone. Coming to the stage. It's Anora.
Who is Anora?
That's Mikey Madison. She's really pretty. And she's a stripper. And this is
ears just peaked up.
This is a Cinderella story of a Russian stripper who ambitiously follows her dream of marrying rich and pays for it very dearly. It's a movie that brought up some big emotions for me, as it did make me cry real tears at a lap dance.
Oh, really?
So very, very emotional stripper movie. And I give Anora 3.5 dollar bills soaked in my tears.
Okay. Are there subtitles in that so I get credit for watching a movie and reading?
You know what? There are a lot of subtitles. Well.
Okay. It's about a stripper. You're not going to be reading anything, okay?
I'm at a different age.
Okay, it's time to talk about The Brutalist. The Brutalist is almost 4 hours long.
Are you kidding?
Yikes. Four hours. Yeah, I know.
That's brutal.
That's brutal.
Yeah. It's a period drama about an architect escaping post-war Europe, and it's a chore to get through, and the fact that it has an intermission does not help. An intermission
in the middle of the movie?
The movie. Yep, you can go get your popcorn and pee, I guess.
Oh, that's different.
So I know Hollywood is making a lot of cuts, financial cuts, and clearly they didn't hire an editing staff if it's 4 hours long.
Yep, 4 hours long. And I think it's up for best film editing, too. But Taylor Swift's ex is in it.
Yeah, so I will not be watching.
Glad someone gave that man a job.
He's going to need one.
The Brutalist gets a single slab of concrete. And it's wearing a little yarmulke.
Got it.
So cute. Yeah, okay.
Are we mad at bathroom breaks in the middle of a movie?
No.
Maybe I'm getting old, but I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it.
You can't hold it for 2 to 3 hours.
Listen, sometimes you got to go. Yeah, you don't want to miss a scene.
Especially with the amount of water that you and I drink.
Yes.
Didn't it used to be like this, like way back in the day? Didn't they have intermissions for movies? Way back, in the 50s and all.
I feel like they did, but now I just use the Run Pee app.
Yes.
Which tells you what scenes you can miss in a movie.
Sounds like in some of these movies, it can be the entire movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I have a confession to make. Forgive me, Father, for I have slain. I have been baptized in the holy waters of Conclave. Who knew the Catholic Church could serve like this? So this movie is about the new selection of a pope, which is unfortunately very topical.
Yeah.
But it's literally just divas in long dresses spilling the hot goss at the messy queen convention. It's like the Real Housewives of the Vatican, and they're all wearing great gowns, beautiful gowns.
I was talking to my ex-wife last night about this movie. When she and Joe first started seeing each other, they went to this movie, and she hated it so much she wanted to walk out, but it was their like first date, so she didn't want to make the impression.
Oh, no.
So she sat through it, and she said it was absolutely horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I really liked it, actually. You'd think a movie about like the Catholic Church could be kind of boring, but it's got a lot of intrigue.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And doesn't Voldemort star in it?
It is Ralph Fiennes. Yes, Mr. Voldemort himself. So I give Conclave 3 chalices of holy water that I've turned into tea.
Okay.
Spill the tea.
Moving on to Nickel Boys.
The what?
I've never heard of that.
Nickel Boys.
Nickel back over Nickel Boys.
Mm-hmm. More like Pickle Noise. I forgot to watch this movie.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. I bet it's great. I actually forgot that it was on the list.
Is this the unauthorized Nickelback biopic?
Perhaps. Honestly, as far as I know, it might be because I forgot to watch it.
I am so out of the loop that I hadn't even heard of that movie.
Me either.
Yeah, I actually don't know anything about it, but I bet it's great. I just didn't see it. So up next, I'm Still Here. Spoiler alert, I barely was, because by the end, I had cried so hard I couldn't see the screen. Because it turns out it's kind of hard to come up with jokes about a memoir following the military dictatorship in Brazil, but I'll try. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It could happen here, too.
Oh, damn. That's the worst knock-knock joke I've ever heard.
I'm Still Here 4 bottles of Curacao.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, guys, are you ready to try The Substance? Oh, my God.
This is Demi Moore's movie, right?
Yes. This was my favorite movie of the year. Mama, A Girl Inside You. This movie is Barbie for people who've taken ketamine and not for their horse. This post-feminist body horror spectacle stars Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley as the same person, struggling to make it work in a world that demands unachievable beauty standards. It changed my life. But I feel compelled to share a very quick breakdown of trigger warnings that this movie contains. I have to take a sip of water for this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do not see this movie if you are disturbed by Needles, bugs, vomit, teeth damage, toe damage, finger damage, eye damage, dislocations, decapitations, amputations, breaking bones, flashing lights, and blood.
What?
Is this the one that the dude ran out of the movie vomiting?
He did. Yes, he was gagging on the way out. Me and the only other guy in the theater as we watched this movie.
Okay, so I'm not going to see it. I haven't seen it, but I think she should win the Academy Award, but not for this movie, but for St. Elmo's Fire. From way back in the day that she was never recognized.
Oh, she's old one?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Retroactively. But yet, honestly, the grossest thing in this movie still is Dennis Quaid eating shrimp. I give The Substance 5 vials of mystery goo.
Okay.
You'll see a lot of it.
Right up your alley.
Okay, two left. Dune, part two. This movie has everything. Sandworms, psychic nuns, Timothy Chalamet. They do have psychic nuns.
That is the most random list ever.
It's what it's got. It's Dune. Timothy Chalamet and Austin Butler in a knife fight over who gets to be the next white boy of the month. All right. I give Dune 2 weirdly erotic Dune-themed popcorn buckets.
Okay. I actually did see this movie.
Oh.
It was on a plane, which I think is the worst place to see a movie like that because you have to see it on a big screen. And on a little 6x6 screen, it sucked.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it at all.
No,
I did not.
I thought Dune was the most mainstream one that people would really, really like.
Is Oscar Isaac in this one?
Spoiler alert, I don't think he is. I think he's only in the first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you're not getting
like
your
it.
Actors right today.
Okay, he's in the first one, though, and that's the reason I watched it. Daddy Isaac.
Okay, are you guys ready to hold space for a really hot take?
Okay.
I did not care for Wicked.
I know.
I know that probably surprises people because I literally painted myself green for the private showing that we did.
The community is going to kick you out.
I know. I thought it was fine. It was fine. It was the most bisexual movie of the year with Bicon Fierro.
Which is surprising why you don't like it.
I know. It was fine. It's cute. Honestly, I don't think I don't like Wicked the musical that much when I could go see Saw the musical at any point. So I give Wicked one gentle Ariana Grande grasp of an index finger.
So you didn't really like the whole lot of them.
You know, it was a mixed bag this year. It was like my love for The Substance kind of just like, it surpassed everything else.
What is it about The Substance that you love so much? Because you have been raving about it ever since you went to see it.
You gotta watch it, girl. Go in blind. Go in blind and just see it. And just, you know, like bring a barf bag, maybe.
Okay, go, girl. Give us nothing.
The most random movie, man. The most random movie, especially for Demi Moore to be in.
Well, it's feminist. It's body horror. It's a satire. It's funny. It's surreal. It's silly. There's a lot of butt shots in it.
And Margaret Qualley's boobs.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of naked women. If you like that, if you're into that, go watch The Substance.
Okay, Academy Awards are on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Sunday. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, parents are going to absolutely love this. Kids are going to go, oh, no, Senator Buzzkill. Oh, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because Georgia State Senator for District 9, Nikki Merritt, she represents Grayson, has suggested Senate Bill 165. You guys ready for this? It would require social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok to stop allowing or take down pages belonging to kids under 14 years old. And if they do, they could face fines up to $50,000 per violation.
That amount is insane. $50,000?
$50,000. That stopped me.
They really wanted to stop. That's what
you better get off Facebook quick. The senator... Senator Merritt is on with us this morning from Grayson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Bert, and good morning, Bert Show. How are you guys doing?
Really great. From a parent standpoint, I want to thank you. From my kid's standpoint, what are you doing? What are you doing to us?
Right. I feel the hate. I feel the daggers, the hate. The kids are like, what's happening? And look at this, you know, Bert. I have been a longtime fan and listener of Bert Show since 2001. I mean, the highlight of Sex and the City days.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I love being on today, and this is incredible. I'm glad we're having this conversation. But, yeah, you know, I thought I was going to get more hate from, like, parents, but they're right there with me. And I'm a parent myself. My kids are now in their 20s. However, I never let them have a phone or be on social media till they were like 18 and 19 because I was just like, hey, I need you out playing.
Yeah.
I need you out reading books. I need you out interacting. And if you have to be on the internet or be on social media like this, you don't have real business about yourself and you need to really be studying and, you know, outside play and not this phone-based play. So I'm excited about the bill. And, yeah, just like you said, it creates an accountability system that parents can use to hold social media companies liable when those companies allow minors to hold accounts. And if you're a child is younger than 14, it's a ban outright for social media. And 14 and 15, they cannot have those social media accounts without parental consent. And if the media companies are not complying or they're getting compliance, the penalty goes on the social media company. And honestly, $50,000 is nothing for them. That's probably like $5.
So, Senator, is this for Georgia or is this a suggestion for the entire country?
No. This is so I'm a state senator. I'm over at the Gold Dome.
Yeah.
Just for clarification, a lot of people kind of don't know who their House and state senators are.
Sure.
But this is specifically for Georgia, and I think Georgia could lead on this issue. As we're seeing technology, AI, and all these things, it is time for states to take this serious because we're seeing a lot of issues being kicked from the federal level down to the state level. So I would like to see Georgia lead on this issue. I know it can be controversial, but I just think it is needed. We're seeing that minors are being exposed to predatory behavior, negative mental health outcomes, and this is due to social media. The studies are there. It is dangerous, and that's just what I'm trying to combat.
Oh, yeah.
I care about people in Georgia. I care about our kids. I'm a mom myself, and, you know, this is really just to protect our families.
Senator, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the only tension that me and my 17-year-old ever really have is over his phone. And mm-hmm. I'm online enough, and I really am – obviously an advocate for mental health, and to see what he's looking at when I check his phone for TikTok mm-hmm. or Instagram, it mm-hmm. can't help except you can't help but really be concerned about what they are absorbing. And even as exactly. adults, I've come in here too often lately saying that I know when I'm online too long because I can feel my soul being sucked out of me because there's so much negativity, you know, mm-hmm. and I can deal with that even though I'm a very immature adult. But as a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old, now you're talking about a 13-year-old, complete game changer.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's a very critical brain development time in their life. And, you know, I really take issue with these social media companies. They are creating an addictive behavior. That's what that is. It's an addiction. And the social media companies don't care because they're making money. So it is up to us as, you know, those out in the state of Georgia, parents, the community, it is up to us to say, no, we want some guardrails here, and we want to support legislation like this and for the health of our kids. We are seeing some very negative mental health outcomes impacting especially young girls, their self-esteem, and just the time that they're spending on social media. They could be out studying, they could be out reading a book, they could be out talking and interacting with family. So it's impacting their social skills as well. I think you guys are noticing that kids don't even have the same social skills I did because we were play-based, right? We were outside. I'm a Gen Xer. So it is impacting, you know, all of this mental development, all of this social development, and it's happening on social media. And one other thing I want to point out is because I'm getting some pushback from some parents that say, oh, parents should regulate this. Well, guess what? Our parents now are busy. They're working. And how many parents don't really know, you know, how often their kids are actually on social media, right? Like, so if we could put maybe some guardrails on them just having access to that account, and the social media companies will know when a child is on that account. They know. They have the data. So I think some guardrails is what we need to help our parents, because I get it. They're working. They don't know what their kids are doing like 24 hours. So this is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to help parents and just combat and get some better outcomes, mental health outcomes for our kids.
Sure. We got about 2 minutes left here, Mel.
Okay. I completely agree with you, Senator. Hello. I was just wondering, and you kind of touched on it there, but what would your response be to parents who don't necessarily agree and feel like, listen, as the parent of my household, I should determine what my kids can and cannot do?
Yeah, and my response would be like, do you know what your kid is doing on social? Are you aware of their social media activity all the time? Or are you aware that they could probably still get one, you know, from a friend or something? So it's really hard, and I know it's touchy with parents, but I do want them to know that my intent is to truly help them and to help their child. And if they could just kind of look at it as a positive thing that maybe, hey, yeah, let me think about this. Yeah, maybe 14 is a little too young.
Yeah,
maybe I am seeing some negative kind of, you know, outcomes for my kid being on too much.
You don't even have to do a very deep dive into the statistics on mental health and self-harming.
Correct.
Now and kids telling that it's because I'm trying to keep up with people and there's bullying going online in ways
Absolutely.
Where you and I, Senator, didn't have to deal with it back in the day. If someone was going to bully you, it was physically. Now they can form this posse and they can bully you online anonymously, and it is really affecting our kids. Senator, is there
and it could be forever too,
Bert.
Yeah. It stays on there forever. The bullying doesn't stop. When it's on social media, it stays there. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm so concerned about this. Is there a way, besides having you on here to talk about it, that I personally can help here? Because I am totally buying into this, and I've said it for years and years and years. What can I do?
So right now, the bill is stalled in the General Assembly. I have not had a hearing on it, and I cannot get movement on it. So I need people to call your General Assembly state senator. You can go to your My Voter page to find out who your state senator is. Also, call our lieutenant governor, Burt Jones. He presides over our Senate chamber, and he does make decisions about how bills and what bills will move in the Senate. And right now it is in the Senate. It is not crossed over to the House. So please call your state senator. That's your General Assembly state senator and our lieutenant governor, Burt Jones.
I'm all behind you on this one. Senator, thank you for caring about the kids, and thank you for being a P1 for so long.
Oh, thank you so much, Bert, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate y'all talking about this and having this important conversation and being interested in this legislation. Thank you.
We'll keep in touch with you, and we'll try to push it through with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. That is State Senator Nikki Merritt from Grayson.
The Bert Show.
Very competitive and very heated in here. You ever seen, like, the beginning of a UFC match at the weigh-in or whatever, or a boxing match, when is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. The face-off? Where one of two things happens. Either they're staring each other down, eye to eye, right? Or one of the contestants won't even look at the other one, right? That's what I'm picking up here as we are about to get into our spades challenge with Kiani and Josh. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Look at you, not even making eye contact with Mo. Trying to intimidate him right now.
Nah, we the underdogs, man.
So what is the history here? So all I know is that we've got Bert Show champs when it comes to spades. Mm. And it for sure, actually it's the whole radio station, because Katie and Mo one night came in We were having a party, Bird Show party slash Q99.7 party. Mo and Katie came in here and wiped it clean with everybody.
Yeah, I think that was the time that we discovered that spades, everybody is not familiar with the game of spades. But as far as in the black community, I feel like if you don't know how to play spades, it goes against your permanent record.
Is that right?
Yeah, since college, that's all we would ever do whenever we would get the time is play spades. You either played spades or you played bid whist. That's how I was growing up in my family.
Now, Kristen got a lot of credibility because she was like one of the only the few on the show that know how to play spades. That white.
I think she was the only,
the only one.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, she said she knew how to play, so of course we had to pull it to the test, and she could play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been bragging about these guys, and Keani and Josh, who are celebrating an anniversary, correct?
Yes, sir. 10 years.
Congrats, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, so what's the history here, and if you're going to get inside of their heads, because we're going to have this competition over the course of the next couple of hours off the air, what's your history here with spades?
Winning. Everybody.
Everybody.
Whooping.
Well, I remember playing since I've been 3.
Is that right?
Playing with my parents, my dad, my grandma, everybody. We would do it at family events, high school, lunch table, all that stuff.
Same with you, yeah?
Yeah, same. I mean, I've been playing since I was, I can't even remember, really young, all through college, all through high school. And like I said, in my family, we would have spades tournaments all of the time. Whenever you get the family together, you playing polka, you playing dominoes, you playing spades. That's how it go.
Katie, you want in on this?
I was told that I wasn't black enough if I didn't learn how to play spades.
Exactly.
So I learned in college. I was a late bloomer. Now I've got a down pack.
Good.
I think I got this in the bag.
Good.
We want her to be cocky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take down the best.
Exactly.
When is the last time you guys actually lost?
Never.
Oh! Undefeated on the line.
Well, I mean, listen, spades, one of the reasons I love spades is because individually you can be good, but it's a team game. Once you get a partner, it's all about chemistry. It's about reading your partner. It's about learning how your partner moves. And so I ain't gonna lie, they definitely have an advantage in being married for 10 years and having played together. I'm sure way more than Katie and I have played, but that don't mean we could still win.
We practiced, though. Did you practice?
I did not practice, unfortunately. I didn't get the heads up. But I played enough in life to where I don't think I need it.
Okay.
All right. Undefeated, though, Mo.
I heard that.
Undefeated.
Hey, the Dream Team lost once. All right. anything possible.
All right. Do we have any stakes here? Like, what's on the line?
Katie, where's that ring? Mo, did you find your ring?
I did find my ring.
Would y'all be willing, if you lose, to give up those rings?
Oh, wow.
Because they earn those as champions, and if champions usually get beat, the champions give up their belts.
Mm. Not a problem.
This is nice. It's got some weight to it.
Katie, you good giving up your ring?
Yeah, this is hefty. Take a look at it.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
Diamonds dripping off that thing.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl ring.
It does look like a Super Bowl ring.
It resembles a Super Bowl ring, for those wondering.
So how long does a traditional game of spades, how long can it go on for?
Depends on what you play to. Like, you can play to 100, you can play to 200, you can play to 300. So it kind of depends. I think the majority of people play to 300, but that usually is a longer game. Yeah. I don't know if we want to shorten it up due to time.
All right. Yeah, the time is the issue here, because I think he'd like to be out of here by 10 o'clock. Or you can play all weekend if you want.
I'd like 10. 10 is fine. 10. Yeah, 10 works for me.
So it's going to be in between us doing breaks and stuff like that. So what should the number be that you guys are playing to? Let's have an agreement right now.
Are we doing one game or are we doing a series?
You'll have, like, with breaks, you'll probably have about 50 minutes or so total of playing time. So you figure out how long that
if we're
take.
Doing one game, I feel like we'll play to 300. But if we're doing like a series, we'll probably need to do like 100.
Let's do 100, play to 100, best 2 out of 3. You think you could do it within
I think we could do that.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Okay.
That'll work.
What time you got to be out of here at the latest? Never.
They're good.
You play here until they're done. Okay. All right. So we'll start it after entertainment bus, okay?
Works for me.
The Bird Show.
Got time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Every now and then there will be a story in pop culture that just doesn't sit right with my spirit, and I choose not to comment on it. And this story, I think, is the perfect example why. Because there's a scandal happening with an Ole Miss student who is getting ripped across the internet for allegedly cheating on her boyfriend with his dad. And every sports podcast, every man I've seen on the internet has gone viral by talking about this story. Have you seen this?
I haven't. Run this one by me, and I love sports.
Yeah, so
I haven't seen it.
So actually, the student that is getting called out or is involved in the scandal is calling out Pat McAfee and Antonio Brown for making comments about this. So this is a scandal that
You say Antonio Brown's name and it elicits laughter, like a pathetic laughter anyway, because he comments on everything.
He finds a way to be involved in everything and it just makes you laugh because how did he even become a part of it?
So this started, I think, from a Snapchat screenshot that was going around where somebody was explaining what happened allegedly between this girl named Mary Kate Cornett, who's a student at Ole Miss, and her boyfriend's father. So this all stems from a story that is being painted that she was not babysitting. She was visiting her boyfriend's family. She went with her boyfriend's father to his little sister's soccer game or basketball game. And I guess they went out to dinner afterwards, had a couple of drinks, and then bada bing, bada boom, something happened afterwards. And so this rumor starts on the Ole Miss campus and then makes it all the way to like some individual Barstool sports accounts where they decide to start talking about the scandal. And it gets to be so big and so viral that actually Pat McAfee ends up talking about it on his show. And it has become this, honestly, I think this is like a worst nightmare situation for any college age woman for your name to be dragged through the mud like this, even if it is true, for a bunch of people to find out about it. But if it's not true, this is even worse. And that's exactly what she's saying on her and her father's Facebook page. The story's gotten so big that they've had to get the FBI involved. She says she has to change schools. She says she has to find a new place to live. And they're going after these people civilly for, they're not going after Pat McAfee specifically, but they're going after the perpetrators who started this scandal civilly because they say that this is defamatory. They're saying none of this happened. There's all these fake AI images coming out. There's all these fake videos coming out, making it look like this is real. And it's not. So they put out this whole big paragraph on their Facebook page explaining the situation that none of this is true, and they call out specifically Antonio Brown, who made a comment on his ex page, and Pat McAfee saying, "I can't believe that these people are perpetuating a story that's not even true."
Huh? I feel like, well, if it's not true, then they're doing exactly what they should be doing, and I mean, it should be a lesson for Pat McAfee more than anything to make sure that the story is true before you go on such a large platform and speak to it. Antonio Brown, I don't think that's a lesson he'll ever learn.
Right, and Pat, you know, he says that, look, I'm not a journalist, right? He's really, their show is no different than this, except they're talking about sports. It's not based on a lot of fact. The dude is not a journalist, for sure.
I just thought it was so icky seeing these grown men on their big time sports show where they're supposed to be talking about sports. They're talking about some campus scandal at Ole Miss. And I get that the story became really big on social media, and it's our job as media commentators to talk on about this stuff. But I remember seeing it pop on my For You page, and I'm like, something just isn't sitting right with me about this story, about how it's literally just a rumor about this random college girl at Ole Miss, and all of a sudden it's like front page news on all of these big gossip websites.
This is Antonio Brown's brand, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he knew what he was doing, but Pat McAfee doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would like purposely be involved in this. I'm sure he just was short-sighted with his information.
All right, do your romantic relationships have any influence over how good of a parent you are? Neo is defending his relationships with multiple women on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Enhance your CTE programs of study with new AP Career Kickstart courses. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at CareerKickstart.org.